Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I feel nervous right now recording since I haven't recorded for my podcast in a minute. It literally has been almost a month since my last episode. I can't believe it. This last month has flown by, and pretty much I just took off the end of December, didn't post, because I've been posting every other week, if you guys didn't know that, and so I just took off one episode. So yeah, it's been like a month ago since my last episode, and I figured it was just a good time because it would have gone up on Christmas Eve, I believe was the day, the Friday that it would have gone up, and I was like, you know what, everyone should not listen to my episode. They should be spending time with their family and friends anyway, and that's exactly what I want to be doing. So yes, that's why I decided that. So it feels weird recording right now. I'm like out of the swing of things, but it's so nice to be back. I already feel my mood just boosting in the first minute of me recording here. Is that the right phrase? This is just a mood boost because yeah, it always puts me in a good mood recording. I feel like we're hanging out, chit-chatting. Afterwards, I know I'm just going to be like a ball of energy flying around my apartment, which is exactly what I need since this place is a little bit of a train wreck. But you know, like we have a new year of, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say. I have some New Year's cleaning coming up, I guess you could say, for my apartment since I I've been away so much. It's so good to be back after the hustle and bustle of the holidays and such. And I'm sure you can tell by the title of this episode that it's just going to be my 2023 goals and resolutions, if you will. I guess more so goals. Like, it really is my list of goals that I made. And I actually Googled for you guys the definition of resolution. I think it's kind of different than what I thought in my head, because resolution to me has always seemed like a little bit of a negative connotation. Like, here are my New Year's resolutions that I have to stick to, and these are the bad habits that I'm getting rid of in my life. Like, I don't know if anyone else thinks of it that way. So I always thought that resolution meant something that you kind of have to subtract from your life, take away, something like an issue that you have to resolve. That's what I really thought that it stemmed from. But it said that resolution, when I Googled the definition, it says resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. So I'm like, okay, firm decision to do something could be like a positive thing. And to not do something bad, it's also positive as well. But I don't know, resolution to me has always just seemed like something that is broken. There's not like a high success rate there across the board, and it just seemed kind of like negative. So to me, I just think of it as like goals that I would love to achieve. And even if I don't make it to that exact goal, at least along the way, the journey seems like it would be worthwhile and a good thing for me overall, right? I feel like in years past, that I haven't specifically had goals, that sounds bad, or at least just laid them out in the beginning of the year like this. Sometimes I would get really feeling like lost, like, wow, this is getting deep all of a sudden, just feeling lost, like, do I have goals in life and even in the immediate future? And when I really think about it, I do, but sometimes just realizing it, like, you have to like take a day, just sit there and think about what's important to you, where you'd like to be, what you'd like to achieve, kind of thing. I don't know if that like sounds bad that sometimes I question my goals or if anyone else relates to that. I figured trying it out this year could be nice, and I guess we'll see how it turns out in a year from now, at the end of the year, right? I actually listened to the first 10 or 15 minutes of the new What We Said podcast episode this morning. If you guys listen to the What We Said podcast, I am also a fellow listener. I love their podcast so much. And I just thought of them because I was saying how the success rate of New Year's resolution seems to be pretty low. And they were talking about that as well, which makes sense if you think about it. I forget if they said the actual number, like out of everyone's New Year's resolutions ever, like, you know, 10% actually succeed or whatever. And I feel like they were saying one of the reasons for this is it's sort of an external motivation and reason for you to have this goal or this resolution. And I believe, I might be making this up or paraphrasing here, but it's oftentimes that when a goal is achieved, it's like an internal motivation or internal factor, which would make more sense, right? Like, you just feel very called to do something or driven towards it, and not, you're not doing it for any other like outside reason. Another thing that I really like that they were talking about, which I'm going to borrow and use in this episode as well. I'm like, I'm just going to say everything they said. No, I'm not. Like I said, I only made it like 10, 15 minutes in, so I actually don't know what the rest of the episode is about. I think they were talking about 2023, but I don't think it was their goals necessarily. And ever since I posted a story, which included some of my goals for the year, and I talked about how I was, you know, taking a day to plan out my year a little bit, some goals and ideas I had for the year, I got a bunch of DMs being like, girly, that would be a great podcast episode. I'm like, you know what? What? So you guys actually gave me the idea. But something I liked that Chelsea and JC were talking about, they were saying their word for the year, and they were saying how they'd done it the year previous. And I thought that was really interesting. And I liked the vibe of that, the intention, which made me think of one for my 2023, which when looking at my list of goals here, I would say it was probably I feel like I always tell this to myself, like, I want to have more discipline. I want to be more disciplined. I would say some people in my life would probably call me disciplined already. Maybe that's just me being hard on myself. Clearly, I work for myself and have, you know, built this all on my own here, so I guess that takes a certain level of discipline, but I would like to see myself be disciplined in other areas of my life, like working out, eating healthy, getting on a better sleep schedule, things like that. I guess I could also say grit. That kind of gives me the ick, that word. But I just have specific goals that I know I can achieve. It's just like I need the willpower. So yeah, I guess my year for this year is discipline and just putting in the extra effort even when it's hard. To me, discipline is having it so, being so disciplined is like having these healthy habits, lifestyle choices that are important to you be so ingrained into who you are that the difficulty kind of like melts away, and you are so on this routine of maybe it's waking up early, so it can start to feel easy over time. And even if it feels hard and you're tired, you just have the discipline and the routine that you've built up that you still follow through. So yeah, you know what? I'm actually gonna look up the definition of discipline right now, because maybe it's not even what I think it is. Okay, I guess my interpretation of being disciplined was a little bit like softer and nicer than the actual definition. I'm happy I looked this up, because as I was saying that, I'm like, you know, this is sort of my interpretation. I guess I've never really looked up the definition, so I will share with you what I found. It says, discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. Okay, then maybe the word I'm looking for is not discipline. Like, I don't want to punish myself. Wow, okay, I guess it's not really what I thought it was. But I do want it to be a practice of training my mind and myself to, I guess, obey rules, codes of behavior. I guess I like the first part, not the second part, that I have set for myself, because I know at the end of the day that will make me feel better. Like, yes, it's fun to stay up really late and watch a bunch of TV shows and stuff, and like, I've done that forever. I just feel like I lack discipline in that way, whereas I know I could really benefit from those hours of sleep early on in the night, and I'll be better off for it in the long run the next day, yada yada. So I feel like setting those kind of rules for myself that are for my overall well-being are great. And it's not like, don't think I'm over here being like, I can't have a single dessert this year. You guys know that's not me. Like, I'm not trying to be so strict to myself and punish myself, because obviously that's just not going to be the case. That's not going to happen. Like, they're not going to work. I'm not going to follow through. I'm not, you know, I'm going to fail. So yeah, I just, okay, maybe discipline is not my word then, because I don't want to punish myself in any way. I guess I could say focused, like motivated, driven, I guess would be a better word here, right? I always think of, this has just made me think of, like, recently I've really been thinking about this too. Honestly, ever since I heard this, idea. It's like changed my life a little bit. Sounds dramatic. But I'm trying to think, maybe like on Instagram or someone told me it in person. It's just sort of, I don't think it's even like a quote, just a known idea or saying. Spit it out, Gretchen. Okay, I once heard this about, I guess you could apply it to a bunch of things, but for me in specific, I think about a healthy lifestyle, like healthy lifestyle choices, that it's simple, not easy. Like, I'm going to say that again. Like, living a healthy lifestyle is simple, not easy. And the reason this changed my whole mindset about this is it really made me realize, yes, deep down, we know what is good for us. Maybe you don't, and so maybe this doesn't apply to you. Like, I totally understand, like, take it with a grain of salt. Sometimes you want to make really, even especially if it's like drastic improvements in your lifestyle, your sleep, your nutrition, your fitness, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you don't know then because maybe it's new to you. But I think majority of the time, a lot of us know that we could benefit from more sleep, going to bed earlier, drinking more water, being more hydrated, mixing in some movement. You know, I don't think it has to be that disciplined, like I was saying earlier, that serious. It can be if you want it to be, but it's like just mixing in some movement here and there, a little more sleep, a little more water, a little more veggies will do wonders for you. And it's like all of those things are simple. Like, we know them. It's just not easy. It's just, I think the not easy part is like, it can be hard to have the discipline. It can be hard to have the motivation to follow through with these simple things with distractions of everyday life. So I think that can be applied to a lot of things in life, not just a healthy lifestyle. Anything you're working towards, thinking about, like maybe deep down you know it is a simple answer. It just can be not easy. It can be difficult to, I guess, have the willpower to follow through. I'm thinking of like cleaning my apartment, you know, emptying the dishwasher is so simple. It takes maybe less than 5 minutes. Just yet at times it can seem not easy because you're thinking about 100 other things to do. So I like that idea. It's like a good reminder for me, which I guess I'm doing out of order here. Let's just do what I'm happy about right now. Happy quote or idea. That is the idea I'm going to go with for this episode. You guys know I use that phrase loosely, like a happy quote for an episode. I just feel like this, I guess, is a quote slash idea that goes along with this episode and that I always have like in the back of my mind, that what you want to do, I guess we can keep it vague in general like that, right? What you want to do often is simple, just not easy. Like whatever, I don't know what, something about that like clicked in my brain when I first heard it of, wow, working out consistently is simple. Like that is a simple task to do. Maybe it's not simple if you're like, I need a new workout every day. Okay, maybe that's not simple. But if you're like, I want to walk for 30 minutes every day or 3 days a week or 5 days a week or 2 days a week, like that is a simple thing to wrap your brain around and understand and to execute. Maybe the execution is the part that's not easy. So yeah, I really like that idea. And what I'm happy about, since normally I say that first, what I'm happy about this week is being back in my apartment. It feels really good to be home. Like, I love that I have created, cultivated a home here in Pennsylvania for myself where I just have all my things and I can feel settled, and yet I don't really feel settled yet since I feel like I have lots of cleaning and organizing to do. Stay tuned for a new YouTube video. My first YouTube video of 2023 actually is going to be organizing and cleaning out. It's just gonna be like an extreme organization cleaning vlog because that's really what my apartment needs, but also like I need to mentally focus, right? Like it's so hard for me to get anything else done when my place feels like a little bit in shambles. I'm so affected by my environment. So that's gonna be my first vlog coming soon. I guess I took a little break like the first week of January. Well, I guess it's not even the end of the first week yet, but I took a couple days to not vlog and to just try to settle back in and peacefully start into my new year, and also I guess focus on the more long-term me, like managerial things, if you will, my office keeping, my goals, my resolutions, my, oh, actually one thing that could be good to tell you guys that I did, see, like it just took a couple days, so that's why I haven't been vlogging much, because I've been focusing on me, being deep, diving deep with myself. One thing I did that I saw from TikTok that I thought was fascinating, is a girl was talking about this technique that she uses to manifest, and I don't know if she made it up. I also don't even know this girl's name. This is a difficulty with TikTok, is I can't give credit where credit is due. I can't reference someone. When I see a TikTok and I remember the contents of the TikTok, but I remember what she looked like. She was brunette, but I don't remember what her name was. Like, I didn't save it or I didn't like it, so I don't know if I could like find it again. Anyway, all this is to say, you guys could probably find the one I'm talking about, and I'm sure if it made it to my For You page, it has lots of views and is like viral and stuff, so maybe you even saw it. All I'm trying to say is she used this manifestation technique this past year of writing a memoir of 2022 at the end of 2021 of everything that happened in 2022. Is this making sense? And she's like, everything came true. So what I did was I wrote a memoir from 2023, all the things that happened in very specific detail. And I fully believe that all of them will happen. That's the key here, is like, you can't just write it and be like, oh, I hope, or oh, what are the odds of this? It's like, you have to fully believe. Like, I truly believe that everything I wrote down will happen. And I guess I'll let you guys know if like everything happened. Like, some of it, actually a lot of it, are in my goals here. I kind of like intertwined it into my 2023 memoir. It was so funny talking about things that haven't happened yet, like in the past tense. But I guess you guys could try that out if that sounds interesting to me. It sounded like so fascinating. So I did that. It's also reminding me of, I feel like, another, not trend going around TikTok, just I guess a trend, like a trendy thing people are talking about, is lucky girl syndrome, which in my eyes is just, I hear these girls talk about how this mindset of feeling so lucky will change your life, and it has changed their life. And I actually made a TikTok stitching it. I'm learning TikTok this year. You guys will hear in my goals. TikTok is one of my goals. But I did a stitch with a TikTok about how this lucky girl mindset changes girls' life. And I was just like, yep, this is absolutely true. Like, whenever I saw probably like 5-10 of these TikToks, it was just hitting me. I'm like, wait, that is literally how I've lived my entire life. I feel like that's exactly why I've gotten to where I've gotten and achieved the things I've achieved, because this has been the mindset I've had since the day I've been born. I'm lucky that I've always been extremely positive and optimistic, but I truly wake up every day and feel to my core that I am such a lucky person. I'm so blessed. Everything always works out in my favor, and it always has, and it will continue to. And that's like kind of what this is all about. And I'm just like, this mindset will transform your life if you don't have it already, and just wait and see how things will change even in the next like hours, days, weeks, months, if you can adopt some of these thoughts and practices, because it is like truly crazy, you guys. This is such a bad example. This is an example I gave in my TikTok. Go look at my TikTok or look this up on TikTok. I'm sure you can find it said way more eloquently than I'm saying right now. But I talked about how I just feel like I've had a way of like breezing through life. That kind of sounds like negative, but like things just working out even in crazy situations when they shouldn't, or when something's going wrong, like I have like a beacon of hope, if you will. So this is a dumb example, like I said, but my TikTok, I would say how even growing up, I remember like in high school, I would be so worried. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I didn't do my homework. Like the one night I didn't do my homework last night, I forgot. I slipped my mind. Like, this is horrible. And I'm like, I'd always just have a sense of peace. Like, you know what? Didn't happen for a reason. Cause I've always said everything happens for a reason. And sometimes I struggle with that when like, you know, tragedies happen. It's like, okay, what's the reason for that? Sometimes shit just happens, people. But what was I saying? I digress. I was saying how I would always think, you know what, this happened for a reason. That might sound really dumb. Like, I didn't do my homework for a reason, but I'll just sit there and literally have a sense of calm and peace and being like, you know what, it's fine. I'm a lucky girl. Things always work out. This will work out. If I get in trouble, whatever it was meant to be, like, this is all going to work out for me. And I kid you not, all of elementary school, middle school, high school, college, anytime I would forget to do a homework assignment would be like the one day the teacher wouldn't collect the assignment, or it would be a student teacher. They would forget. It would be like a sub, they would forget. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, see, I knew it. Like, things always have a way of working out for me. Things come to me with ease. Like, that's the whole vibe of this. So anyway, I just pulled up my TikTok because I thought this was a really good comment that I got. And I thought this could be a good place for you guys to start. I'm like digressing this. I don't even know if I have this in my notes to talk about my episode, but I thought this was worthwhile. I got a comment saying, okay, but my question is, how do we start to really believe this rather than just doing it because TikTok is telling us to do it? which I think is fair. She sounds a little bit skeptical, which is fine. Maybe some of you do too, listening. But I wrote to her saying, I'd say it starts with gratitude, taking note of all the reasons you have to be grateful in your life instead of thinking of things that you change, and realize that leading with that gratefulness and belief that you're on exactly the right path for you will be the start of the best mindset shift. Yeah, just like I said, I think starting with gratitude and thinking of all the reasons you're so grateful for your life, not thinking of things that you wish you could change, and moving forward with that, being like, wow, like I am such a lucky, blessed person. Look at all these things that are going right. What if everything continues to go right? Don't think of what if this goes wrong? What if, like, ask yourself, what if everything goes right? What if everything works out? What if, like, that would be amazing. And just truly believe that it can. And I just feel like things will start to change for you. Another question I got that I thought was worthwhile. A girl wrote, I love this. Genuinely, though, does nothing ever go wrong in your life? And I wrote back, of course, things go wrong, but I choose to find the silver linings and still feel that everything works out in my favor in the end. Because, of course, things go wrong. Like, when I say everything works out for me, everything comes with ease. Clearly, that's not the case in reality, but I will always believe that. And I think because of that, 99% of the time it does work out. And sometimes, like I said, shit just happens, you know? Tragedies will happen in life, in your families, and that's just kind of like how life is, right? Like, it is inevitable and out of your control. But again, I think in those times, in the hardest times, the one thing you can control is your mindset. And I think just continuing to work on that will be tremendously helpful. I am digressing, though. I know you guys already know how much I love taking my Athletic Greens every day, but you may not know why I actually started taking them years ago now. I first gave AG1 a try because I was looking for better gut health and digestion, increased energy, and immune system support were really my main goals. And I've been in such a good routine of taking it in the mornings for years now, like I said. It really just feels like I'm doing something good for my body and covering my nutritional bases, if you will. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like the gut and immune support I mentioned, boosted energy, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 was that very quickly improved my digestion and really gave me an energy boost. I mix mine with cold water every morning, and I really love the flavor. It tastes fresh and a little bit tropical, like pineapple. Bottom line is that it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, including other things like supporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, etc. It can be hard to know where to start with a supplement routine. I've been there feeling quite lost, and AG1 has really made that so much easier for me. They also have convenient little travel packs of AG1 that I bring when I'm traveling. These are lifesavers for me to support my health while I'm on the go. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. Okay, I wanted to say a couple life updates before we get into the goals. You guys are probably like, hello, get into the goals, please. Isn't this about goals? Okay, life update time. It's been a minute, like I said, since I've been recording. So we're going back to the beginning of December here. No, mid-December is when this was. As far back as I can think, I was looking at my calendar before this being like, what happened each day? And I was like, oh no, this week was a rough one. Starting off, because I was doing Vlogmas. I hope you guys enjoyed Vlogmas, by the way. I did every other day this year. I know, kind of lame. Maybe this coming year I can push myself to do every day. Maybe that should be in my goals. Do every day again, Gretchen. But I was just like, you know what? I think for my mental health, this is my journey that I'm on this year, doing every other day. So it was a little bit more of like a balance for me this year. I felt like I had a little bit more work-life balance, which was nice. And because of that, there were days that I was able to not film, and especially like when I was horribly sick, I was like, this is so nice, I don't have to film a vlog right now. Because I remember last year during Vlogmas, every single day filming, being like, well, I'm sick as a dog in bed right now, but I literally have to film, like I have to post tomorrow. So yes, that was kind of nice to have a little bit less stress this December. What I'm trying to say is, I got what I thought was food poisoning, but was actually... Oh my gosh, I just felt like, sorry, I got distracted. I think my blanket was like hitting my leg weird, and I thought it was like a bug. You know when you feel like a bug's on you and you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, no, I'm fine. Okay, I was saying, I got what I thought was food poisoning, but was probably a stomach bug in hindsight. I was so sure it was food poisoning in the moment because what happened was I went out to dinner in Philly with a big group of girls. There was like 20 of us. And, this was, it was weird. That night I was fine. The next night, so the night after that, I woke up in the night, was throwing up all night long, and for 24 hours I was out of commission. Like, I literally could not get out of bed. I was so sick. Like, I couldn't stop throwing up, and I just felt awful. Obviously couldn't eat anything, couldn't keep anything down, so horribly dehydrated. Luckily it was like the most horrible sickness ever, but it was like a 24-hour bug, right? Like a stomach bug. But I thought it was food poisoning. I don't think I've ever had food poisoning. We were also sure it was food poisoning because the next morning I'm like, how is everyone feeling? And out of the 20 of us, like three quarters of us were all like throwing up that night. And I'm like, okay, then it has to be food poisoning if we all went out to dinner together, right? And no one's like boyfriends or husbands or kids or anything like that were sick yet. So we were like, okay, it's food poisoning. But then Max got it 2 days after me. Woke up in the night, throwing up all night, literally out of commission, couldn't get out of bed the next day. It was clearly the exact same symptoms and same feelings as me. Like, we were on the exact same timeline. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, this was probably a stomach flu that I had and then gave to you. And I'm so, so sorry, but I thought it was food poisoning. So I didn't think I could, like, give it to him. He felt fine, and then it was sick later. And I think some other people we knew had this horrible sickness too. If any of you had the stomach flu this winter, whew, I'm praying for you. It was horrible. So that was that. I'm gonna say it was my first bat with food poisoning, but I guess it wasn't. I guess it was a stomach bug. And also, let me just say, I was battling on my own, and Max ended up having like Zofran and other like medicine that could help him. I was like, wow, I wish that I got that during mine, because I was battling on my own with nothing, with like ice chips and like, you know, eventually chicken noodle soup. But anyway, better now. But the poor, you know what? Poor Max. The poor thing. Right as he, okay. Okay. Let me explain this. What I'm trying to say is that he had a shoulder injury in December. He just got hit weird at the end of a game, and immediately his shoulder felt wonky, kind of off. He's never had a shoulder injury before, so this was like brand new. And I believe it's his AC joint is how you call it. I've never had any shoulder injuries at all. I don't know anyone that has, so I know nothing about it. And I was like, is it a ligament? Is it a bone? Is it a, like, what's happening? But he's doing better now. It was like a quick recovery. He was just doing all sorts of like recovery. I won't go into the details. You don't care. But like he and like microneedling. Am I okay? Not microneedling. What's that called? Acupuncture, dry needling, that kind of thing. Anyway, all that is to say, he was injured, and so he was out of a couple games for hockey, and literally, like, the day he gets cleared, that night he starts throwing up. I'm like, you cannot catch a break. Right as you're finally good to play hockey again, you have this, like, horrible stomach flu, and you can't play in the game the next day. Like, are you kidding me? So that happened. We had a sabotage December. No, I'm kidding. It was fine. Ended up wonderful, because next life update is that we went to Cape Cod on Christmas Eve, and we're there for Christmas Eve, and some of Christmas Day, which was lovely to see Max's family. We were feeling ambitious this Christmas holiday, you guys, because we were like, we really want to see his family, we really want to see my family, and I'm like, well, I don't want to split up. I want to see your family. You want to see my family too, because we are so close with each other's family, so like, yeah, what are we going to do? So we're like, you know what? We're going to go to Cape Cod Christmas Eve, spend Christmas Eve there, half of Christmas Day, then drive to Albany, spend the rest of Christmas Day, and the next day in Albany, which was like so ambitious because it was so much driving and not close proximity at all. But honestly, it was a lot, but it was like worth it to see all of our family members, you know? So had a little bit of Christmas on the Cape with Max's fam, had a little bit of Christmas in Albany with my fam. Because of that, we ended up actually, if you guys saw my last day of Vlogmas, we ended up opening presents. Why am I like saying words wrong right now? We ended up opening presents so late on Christmas Day with my family because we got there later, had dinner late. Everything was just like so late. We were like, wow, this is the latest Christmas of all time. But it was lovely. Then I spent some time in Albany, New York, shout out my hometown where I grew up with my fam after Christmas, and then ended up on Long Island right before New Year's with my aunt and uncle. Lucy and I drove there with Brody because we knew it would be easier to go into New York City for New Year's training from Long Island than driving it. I'm giving guys all the logistics. Like, it doesn't matter. But anyway, it was actually really, really nice, though. It was New Year's Eve, like, two nights before. Me and my sister went out to a really nice dinner with my aunt and uncle, and I just felt like we had the best dinner. And I don't know. Anyway, that's just, like, a little snippet. And then Lucy and I went to New York City for New Year's Eve, which some of you listening are probably like, oh my gosh, are you crazy? But it was so fun. We weren't anywhere near Times Square, so it wasn't like that hectic. And our cousin, obviously, not obviously, but our cousin Mandy lives, our cousin, maybe I'm saying obviously it's Mandy because you guys know her, lives in New York City. And so we were able to do New Year's with her. And we ended up going to my friend Bridget's New Year's Eve party. If you guys know her, Acquired Style on Instagram. It's so funny. I'm like, my friend Bridget. But I actually hadn't met her in person until New Year's Eve. But I got the invite and I was like, you know what? We're going to come. That's so fun. Me and my sister and my cousin went. And she has a twin sister too, Danielle, if you guys know. And my friend Audrey was there. And my friend Anna Hyde was there. And there was just like some influencers, a bunch of their home friends, and it was just like so much fun. She rented out a restaurant in Tribeca and it was literally a blast. Like, we had so much fun. I felt like I met so many people, and yeah, it was literally the best New Year's. It was only sad because I wasn't with Max. He was with the soccer team. But yeah, like, we literally had the best New Year's. And Brody stayed on Long Island. If you guys are like, did Brody go into the city? Do you care? But yeah, he stayed on Long Island with my aunt and uncle. Shout out Aunt Chris for taking care of Brody. She like went on long walks with him and he loves it there. So yeah, that was really nice that he was able to stay there when I was in New York, because Brody, wouldn't really thrive in New York City. He likes grass, you know? Then I drove back here New Year's Day, back to Pennsylvania, back to my apartment. And oh, also, didn't even mention another thing I'm happy about right now. Is that, well, I'm not happy that, what I'm trying to say is, Max got sent down after Christmas, and he cleared waivers, thank God. So I'm not happy that he got sent down, but I am selfishly happy that he is here in Allentown with me, since he hasn't been here in months, since he was called up and with the Flyers for the past, like, 2 months. So yeah, he's here, which is just really nice, because he's barely at this apartment, and so it doesn't really feel like we live together all that much, which technically we do. He just is at a hotel when he's up with the Flyers. Anyway, all of this is to say, yes, he is here. I just said that. He's not physically here right now as I'm recording this. He's actually on a away game. What am I trying to say? He's on a road trip. I was going to say he's a away game trip. He's on a road trip because they have a couple of away games. So he's here, but he's actually not even here. And what I was saying, that he cleared waivers, you guys, it's so scary in hockey, if you don't know. Is this a thing in other sports? Like, maybe it is, but basically in hockey, simply put, if you are on an NHL team and your team is going to send you down to the American League team, you typically have to clear waivers first, which is a 24-hour period where any other NHL team can claim you and steal you and scoop you up, and you go and you play there and you move like that day. And it's so like nerve-wracking and like scary. And I mean, for me, I guess it's like maybe exciting for the player, like go play somewhere new. But yeah, for me, I held my breath for 24 hours because I'm like, oh my gosh, if you get picked up somewhere, like you could be on a plane to like California or Florida like today. And then what? Like, Brody and I will just like visit, like, I don't know. So yes, he cleared waivers though, which means no teams claimed him. And so now he's here, sent down to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, which is where our apartment is in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So that's the deal on that. What else this week? Oh, I got laser hair removal yesterday. Yay, that was probably my fifth session. Going lovely. We love that for me. I guess that could be one of my goals for 2023, be hair free, which I will be, which is like so amazing. And here we are today. Here we are. Also, yesterday, my last updates, and I need to get into these freaking goals, you guys. Yesterday, Max and I went bowling with a bunch of his teammates and their girlfriends and wives, some kids, and it was so much fun. I don't think I've been bowling in like 10 years, so it was honestly a blast. And then we had a big dinner together. Yeah, that was just lovely. I'm so like extroverted. I feel like the older I get, I can kind of tap into I would never say I'm introverted, but tap into at least my alone time. But I know at my core I'm such an extroverted person, because being a big group of people, like, it literally gives me energy, and I just feel so, like, charged up after being with so many people. I'm like, oh, that was so much fun, blah, blah, blah. Talking a mile a minute afterwards, like, the max. I'm like, oh, my God, wasn't that great? What was your favorite part of bowling? Like, what did, blah, blah, blah. He said, blah, blah. Like, what did you eat? And meanwhile, he's probably like, oh, my gosh, I need a moment to, like, cool off and be alone, you know? And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Did you hear about blah, blah, blah? So, yeah, that was a blast. Today, I walked Brody, like, 5 miles in the park nearby here. He was swimming in the creek, chasing the ducks. He was literally having a blast. It was so nice. It was so fun. It was, like, so sunny and nice out today. It was, I would say, unseasonably warm, so that was lovely. I had to bathe him after. He was so dirty and wet and muddy, but worth it. Like, whenever I go to this one park that's, like, gets really dirty, I'm always like, you know what? He's not going to swim this time. Like, I don't feel like bathing him after. It's like a whole hour ordeal. And then I get there and I'm like, oh, he really wants to swim. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to let him. I always end up caving. So yes, that's what I've been up to. Life is good. Let's get into these goals. Are we ready? Are we ready? I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know. This feels so, like, harsh to just jump right in, but I guess that's what this episode's about. Okay, let's do it. I don't know if this is in any specific order. I feel like it's kind of like categories, how I organized it. I have 25 goals. That's probably too much that I've written down in, like, a bonus. Okay, here we go. Goal number one. I guess, I know this is not in order of importance at all, but this is important that I'm saying this first. If you tune out at any point, this is a good one for you to hear right now, because I would like you to aid me in keeping me accountable on this. First goal. This is, like, ambitious for me. This is very ambitious for someone who has posted on TikTok on average in the past 3 years, maybe once every other month or every 3 months. Like, I barely post on TikTok. I've always said, oh, I feel like a grandma. I feel like I'm too late to it. I don't really understand it. I don't really, like, a lot of the buttons and stuff. Like, I literally feel like a grandma, but I literally don't know what they mean or how to do certain things. And so it's always been, like, a challenge for me. And I'm kind of like, oh, I have YouTube and Instagram. Like, do I really need to be on here? But what I found in the past couple months, like, end of 2022, is I'm like, I love being on TikTok. I honestly laugh so much. I think it's so funny. Like, I love certain types of videos that make me laugh, that I learn something. I learn so much from TikTok. I really like following people that I'm inspired by, if it's their morning routine or their workout or their meal ideas or something. And so I'm like, Gretchen, you really love consuming content on here, so you should create on here as well. Like, hello, girly, you're a content creator, get with the times. And like I said earlier, it's always seemed like a challenge to me, and I'm like, you know what, Gretchen, you could use a little kick in the butt. You could use something challenging, because sometimes it feels like on YouTube or Instagram, it can feel like autopilot, right? Since I've done it for 10 plus years, which is why, like, starting a podcast, which was such a fun challenge to me. I'll always say it's like my little baby. I just, like, love it so much. I love our little podcast crew. That's why I'm way more open and honest and real, I feel like, in my podcast episodes than anything else, because I feel like we have such a special little community here. And I feel like these goals I would not put on Instagram at all. Oh my God, I feel like I'd get, like, torn apart without context, because I feel like I can chat about each thing for you guys to, like, understand where I'm coming from. Yeah, I wouldn't put these on TikTok or YouTube or something. I just feel like this is a special thing that I have with you guys. Okay, did I even say what I'm trying to do? I keep giving context. I'm not even freaking saying it. Speak, Gretchen. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, goal number one. Post at least one TikTok a day. Which, oh my gosh, saying that out loud, like, but this, like, you guys, this is what I mean. I gotta be focused. I gotta be on my game. I can do it. I can do it. Like, I will do it. I'm gonna post one TikTok every single day this year. That's at 365 TikToks. Like, can I do it? I can do it. I can do it, right? I can do it. Some will take me a while to edit and produce and all those things, but some are quick. So I feel like it'll be a balance, and it's gonna be a challenge. And conquering my challenge will feel lovely, right? I was going to say, like, once a week, and then I'm like, no, 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 Gretchen, that's not enough. Like, this should be challenging. You've posted, like, 10 your whole life. You can post one a day. You watch enough TikTok now. Well, that's another thing I feel like I have to make myself watch, because I can get away from it. But to understand, like, what's going on, do a fun little trend. Like, you have to watch, right, to be able to create on there, to know what's happening, what's up, what's the 411. So, yeah, I guess with this, I don't think this is a specific one, but I'd love to be able to feel like at the end of the year that I'm creating more than I'm consuming, because you can kind of feel like, well, at least I do. I feel kind of like, I feel lazy and, like, weighed down, and because clearly I'm comparing myself. But yeah, I get caught in comparison. I feel like if I'm consuming too much content, I'm like, look at everything else everyone else is doing. Like, I'm doing nothing. I'm sitting here scrolling. So it's like, the more you create over consume, you're going to feel better, I think. So yes, goal number one is post at least one TikTok every day. Haven't missed a day so far. We're only 5 days in as I'm recording this. Oh, and this is going up tomorrow. So yes, is this going up tomorrow? Yeah. Only 5-6 days in. Hopefully, it's 7 p.m. right now and I haven't posted one yet, but that's what I'm getting to right after this. I'm crossing off my list. I'm going to find what I can make, whatever I feel called to do and motivated to do, I'm going to do. So that's goal number one. Post one TikTok every single day. If some people post like three a day every day, like I can do one, at least one every single day, right? Maybe sometimes it'll be more. Maybe I can get ahead of it. Plan some ahead that could help me out. Goal number one. Okay, goal number two. I need to get moving. That took forever to talk about. Goal number two is to post TikToks with audio clips from my podcast episodes. I just thought that would be really interesting. I've seen a couple TikToks like that here and there where people can kind of like promote their podcast in that way and just use little snippets of like a good part, something that they say with like fun, I don't know, clips. And it's just like a fun TikTok. I feel like I've seen something like that. And I just feel like that could be a way for some people that don't listen to my podcast already to find my podcast or to realize like maybe they would enjoy it, you know, some self promo. But also I just feel like it would be cool to highlight certain parts of my episodes that are my favorite, that I think are meaningful. And yeah, because it's like I even forget, and I feel like to do that I can like look back in an easier way instead of like re-listening to a whole episode to kind of see like what I was saying, what advice I was giving at certain times. Goal number three is to drink at least 2 Stanleys of water every day, which that is my measurement because I've been using my Stanley cup so much, but I believe that would be 80 ounces because 1 Stanley cup is 40 ounces. So filling that up, that might not even seem like a lot, but for me, I feel like I am like chronically dehydrated. Maybe I'm not. Well, I really don't pee that much. I don't know. I just feel like I could be more hydrated. And I feel like that's an easy, maybe not easy, but that's a simple goal that I could stick to, right? Just make sure I'm filling up twice a day, finish the second one by the end of the day, and I'm good. And I feel like I'll feel better. Hydration is obviously so important. I feel like that's a very common New Year's resolution. Goal number four is to eat out less, which as I was just thinking about this, you know, also take all my goals with a grain of salt. These don't need to be your goals. These are just goals I have for myself. Also, I feel like they could all be improved and elaborated upon better because I know that goals are typically, you have a higher success rate. They're just better goals if you can be even more specific, right? So eat out less is probably not an example of a good goal at all because that's not measurable, specific. Eat out less. So I guess I could say like eat at home, right? Eat at home 5 out of the 7 days a week. I feel like I could do that because I was astonished by looking at my Amex bill this past year of like 300 transactions of eating out. I'm like, Gretchen, this is getting a little bit insane. Buy your groceries, cook your meals at home. You know exactly what you're eating, which is probably a lot less processed things in oil and salt that makes you feel like junk because you're cooking it for yourself at home and you're not eating out with a bunch of like hidden junk in it that makes you not feel good. If I didn't see like Max, I feel like honestly doesn't feel different if he eats out or eats at home. So then I probably wouldn't have this goal. But like for me, I physically feel sluggish and not good if I'm eating out a bunch. Like I just feel better cooking my meals at home, knowing exactly what I'm putting into my body, filling my body with nutritious, fresh, whole foods, right? So that's that goal. Goal number five is to drink more coffee at home than drinking it out from Starbucks or Dunkin' or something. I feel like in this past year, that really got out of hand. I feel like I didn't really have that habit before, and I feel like it kind of became a habit in this past year, which I know is also very common for people. Maybe you relate. Just being like, I could go pick up a coffee from Starbucks. I'm going to go pick up a coffee at Dunkin'. And it's like the act of doing it is almost, it's more about that than the coffee itself. Just like going for a drive and going in there and it like smells good and everyone's nice and I get a pup cup. It's just like fun, you know? So yeah, I feel like I can go for drives, go for walks with Brody to kind of like get that sort of same vibe, but I can like make a coffee at home. So I am going to do that this year because it can just be, well, I was going to say wasteful money wise, but also for me, I feel like I get like a big one and then I don't even drink it all. So like that's wasteful. So yeah, it's like I have coffee at home. It's going to be cheaper. I can make it at home. Goal number six, work out at least 5 days a week Wow, that actually sounds like a lot. Maybe I should switch that to 4. I'm already bailing on these goals. No, but I just, again, if I'm being very honest with myself, it's like if I physically didn't feel a difference, maybe I wouldn't make that 5 days a week. But I feel such a difference physically and mentally if I have some sort of movement in. And I'm going to, like, you know, take that loosely. Like today, I didn't go to the gym. I didn't, like, do a workout. But did I say earlier? Yeah. How I walked Brody in the park. We walked like 5 miles. That, I'm going to count that as a workout. You know, if I'm walking 5 miles in the park, great. That's a workout. And that kind of movement gives me so many endorphins, mentally helps me so much, physically helps me so much, helps me focus, helps me feel less overwhelmed, helps me, you know, decrease my anxiety. Just, yes, being outside. Oh, well, I guess that's not being outside, but you can be outside when you work out. That's even better. But yes, just the movement aspect is so important to me. So having a goal to work out at least 5 days a week is going to really help me. I feel like I am someone who has consistently worked out for years inconsistently, if that makes sense. Like, working out has always been a part of my lifestyle, but it can be inconsistent. Like, it can be, you know, a month of working out so much, and then a month of, like, off. And it's like, Gretchen, I think you would benefit from a little bit more routine, consistency in working out. That's also something that made me think of a TikTok I saw not too long ago, and it was something like consistent effort that is maybe less, like, consistent what is the word I'm looking for? Consistent, like mediocre, maybe consistent mediocre effort is better than really great effort inconsistently for a number of things. I think they were saying, like, for TikTok, they were like you could apply it to my goal. Posting every day, maybe content that isn't as, like, highly produced and edited and perfect as content that I've had in the past is better than posting once a month a perfect TikTok, right? It's like, consistency is just better in that scenario. I feel like the same it goes for working out. Working out 3 hours one day a week is probably not as good as 20 minutes 5 days a week. I mean, I don't, I like take this with a grain of salt. I am not an expert over here, but that, I mean, in my head, that makes sense. Okay. Also, I guess goal number 7 kind of goes with 6. Include a variety of workouts such as walking, weights, bar, Orange Theory, Soul Cycle, yoga. Like, I am at the point where I've realized I like a lot of different types of moving my body and working out. And I feel like I've had moments of, like, just doing Soul Cycle, just doing bar, just doing walking, just doing Orange Theory. And it's like, Gretchen, you like all of these things. So I think having a mix of all that in variety is a good thing. Mix it up. That way you don't, you know, burn out from one thing and you don't injure yourself. So I feel like a variety of workouts is a great thing for me. Goal number 8 is to have at least 10,000 steps a day. I guess to walk 10,000 steps a day. I think that's really attainable. I think that's just the common recommendation for a human being as a whole. 10K steps a day. I feel like that's just, like, a thing people talk about. So I would love to kind of measure that more. I guess I should add this in here then. Wear my Apple Watch, which I'm so bad with. I wear, like, once a month. But I wore it the other day. I feel like I hit around 10,000 steps. So yeah, I should wear that. Oh, like, I should have worn it today, right? When I walked 5 miles in the park, that probably would have been maybe 10,000 steps more. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like that would be good for me as well. Even if it's a day that I'm not working out, just to make sure I'm, like, moving and grooving, you feel better than if you are stationary, right? Goals. Why did I just say goals again? Because I'm looking at my list and I just read the title of the list. Am I okay? I need to go make dinner. Number 9, read before bed instead of being in front of a screen. This is something I really want to stick to because, again, I notice such a difference. It's like, Gretchen, you can pretend that you don't know what makes you feel best, but you do know. Again, it's simple. It's not easy because what's easy to me is laying there and, like, binging a Netflix show. Like, that's easy and fun and feels like woo. But what's simple, the simple fact is, when I'm being honest with myself, after 25 years of age, I know these things about myself. I physically feel better if I read before bed instead of being on my phone or watching Netflix. And I feel better because I sleep better. Therefore, I feel better. It affects my sleep so much. Being on screens before bed and reading before bed just really helps you get sleepy and sort of calm down and all those things. Sorry, you can probably tell I'm turning around. Does my voice sound more muffled when I turn this way? I'm looking at Brody, who's laying on the couch near me. Hi, sweet boy. He's probably still a little damp from our walk earlier. Since he got a bath, he's been drying. I've been resting and drying a bit. Okay, next goal. Are you guys still with me? Are you sticking with me? Goal number 10. Let's speed it up. This is a great one. I don't even know what it's called, but use the specific skincare tool that I have Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I need to put this on a whiteboard so I can see it in my bathroom. I literally don't know what it's called, you guys, but I went to Face Gym in LA and I had this facial thing, and they sold me on this facial tool that they use that's supposed to be sculpting and toning and great, and I bought it and it was way too expensive. It was actually one of my worst purchases of 2023, I believe. It was in that video I made, because I've used it once so far, but I feel like you notice a difference with your face just feeling, you know, depuffed, toned, sculpted if you're using it consistently. So that's in there. I guess along with that, I would also say just making more time for self-care each night, because I think for me, I get overwhelmed when I'm like, oh, I should have one day a week that I clean my whole apartment, light the candles, cook healthy meals, do a hair mask, do a face mask, do all the things. But I feel like that is not realistic for me. So just making a little bit more time for 10 minutes each night to do a little bit of self-care, if that's a tea, if that's tidying, if that's lighting a candle, I just feel like that would be a really good intention for me this year. Goal number 11, gratitude journaling morning and night. I have not done this so far. I'm going to start tonight, okay? See, I have my journal right here. I planned a little bit today, my goals. So I was kind of giving myself some leeway in the beginning of January here because I'm I haven't even written them down yet. I haven't even had them all organized. This I've had in my head, but tonight I'm starting it. And it's so easy to write a couple things that you're grateful for, how your day went right, how tomorrow's gonna go, however you want it to be, morning and night. And I think that can really help with mindset, like I was talking about earlier. Goal number 12, sleep consistently. I was kind of talking about this before, but sleep consistently 8 or more hours a night. My sleep can be so inconsistent because I work for myself, so I can work late into the night, sleep in late. I can get up early, make myself start working at 6 a.m. I am all over the place. This is where I feel like I could be a little more structured, a little more disciplined, focused in this area. Especially because I heard on a podcast recently how consistently sleeping 8 or more hours, especially as a woman, is so important. Specifically, the same times, the same bedtime and same wake up time is also very beneficial for probably your circadian rhythm, your life, just everything. She was going to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time is so important. People don't realize that. And so I'm you know what? I need to make that a goal for myself. I can do it. I just don't. So I wrote down consistently 8 hours or more a night from the hours of 11 p.m. roughly to between 7 or 8 a.m. would be my idific. I keep saying words that aren't words. Idific? Specific? I think I'm combining ideally and specific would be my ideal wake up time. Anywhere between 7 and 8 a.m. going to bed between probably 10:30, 11 would be lovely. Because if I sleep between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., that's 8 hours, right? So yeah, anywhere in there, I just feel like that will help me feel a lot better too. When I wake up, you feel less groggy because that's the time you wake up every day. She's not sleeping in on the weekends and catching up and whatever is really beneficial to just try to keep the same bedtime and wake up time. Okay, goal number 13 is to buy a home, specifically on Cape Cod. This is where I'm I sound scared saying these goals. This may not happen this year, but I need to believe it, and then it will. I've said this in years past, but I don't know why I feel suddenly Max and I are on the same page here of we want to buy a house on Cape Cod this summer. Okay, so I want it to be on Cape Cod because this is a house that we would only be in for the summers, in the off season of hockey, because during the hockey season, we will live wherever Max plays hockey. But Cape Cod is where Max is from, so that's a reason. It's also a beautiful summer beach town. There's a reason. And I think the number one reason is I would have said probably a year ago before this past summer that I'd want a house maybe outside of Boston, closer to Boston. But this past summer that I spent in Boston for the off season, when I reflect on the summer, my most happy favorite moments of the summer were being on Cape Cod. And so it's made me realize if there's a home base that I want for my off seasons, I want that to be on Cape Cod. I just love it there in the summer. It's so fun. Clearly that's a common, you know, opinion that people have because it's a summer town and people love summering there. So I would love to be able to buy a house there. Don't know if I can afford one. homes in Cape Cod are extremely expensive. So we shall see. But that is a goal that I have. I believe Max and I will maybe have to rent a home on Cape Cod for this summer since we aren't there to look at homes to potentially buy. But then that way we have the summer to look in person and hopefully potentially buy a place. So we shall see. Goal number 14. I'm scared to say this and like admit it. I'm just gonna say it and then we're gonna move on. My 14th goal this year is to get engaged. I will leave that there. You can do with that knowledge what you will, but that is the plan. You guys are getting so much tea. Max might yell at me. I might be in trouble for saying that. But obviously, we've had many conversations about it, and I just feel as though it will happen in 2023. Okay, that's all I will say. Oh my gosh, I don't want this to be like a flood of like DMs and comments now, because we already have that is the thing. We already have comments and DMs to us every single day being like, where's the ring? Where's the ring? Ring emoji, tagging Max, ring, 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 ring. And I'm like, people, stop. Like, I do not want to be rushed because I don't want to look at the end of our time of dating and feel sad. Like, wow, we just thought about when we're going to get married the whole time. Like, I just feel like young dating life is so fun and so special as well. And so I just want to soak up every moment and like live in the moment, in the present moment. You know what I mean? Okay. Goal number 15, but I am so excited for that time when it's time. Okay. Goal number 15, have Brody complete therapy dog training. I would love to do that for him. I've wanted him to do that forever. And I'm like, you know what, Gretchen, this is something you always talk about and you always think about. So just do it. Literally sign him up in 2023. He will pass with flying colors. He is so well trained. He's great. And that way I can do hospital visits with him. I could bring him to nursing homes. Oh, that is just like, that would make me feel so fulfilled. Like, I cannot even tell you how amazing that would feel to be able to bring his joy and love that I get to feel every day, and to be able to share that with other people is what I'm trying to say. That would just feel so great. So I'm going to do that this year. He's going to complete therapy dog training. It's not that long. It's not that difficult. And we are going to do therapy visits. It's happening. Goal 16, call my grandparents more often. Again, this could be better. It's not that specific. Maybe I should write like once a week, three times a month. I don't know. Call my grandparents more often. That is a good one for you guys to hear too, because grandparents are old and you never know how much time you're going to have with them. God, that's morbid and sad. I'm sorry. But just call them more often. Keep up with them. They would love to hear from you, you know? Goal 17, be intentional and check in with my friends. I feel like I already do this, but again, I just want that intention going into 2023 because I love my friends and I FaceTime them a lot and I feel like I check in with them and I feel like I'm good at being like, I just heard this song. It made me think of you. Remember when blah, 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 let's plan like a get together. I feel like we see each other, we FaceTime, we check in, but I just want to keep that going because your friends and family are everything in life, right? Your relationships. I just feel like that means so, so much to me. Okay. Goal 18, save at least a certain amount. Yeah. See, I haven't really decided on this one yet. I can't tell you like a specific amount or percentage or something, but I want to save at least a certain amount from every single one of my paychecks this year. I feel like I do this already I do this already. I invest a certain amount of my paycheck every month, but I want to just have like my own savings, like an emergency savings account, if you will. Because I feel like that's something I've always thought about. Most people, I would say, think it's like a very good financial decision to have an emergency savings account in case of emergencies, of course, as the name goes. I think some people maybe think that that's, you don't need that you can just like invest all your savings. But I've always thought about it. So personally, I feel like that's a decision that I want to make for myself and my financial well-being. Goal number 19. Did I skip any? I hope not. Watch, I listen back and I'm like, wow, I fully missed like, you know, goal 6 or something. Okay. Goal 19, have a lower Amex bill than last year. This also isn't a great goal. because I should say buy this much or have my bill not only be this much for the year or something. But yeah, I was like astonished at my Amex bill. Like honestly, the last 2 years, like how much money I'm trying to say that I spend on my Amex every year. It's like, holy moly, that adds up quick. So I would like it to be lower than last year. And I think eating out less, more Starbucks, more coffee at home than Starbucks will help me. And just being more mindful along the way. Like Gretchen, you want to have a lower Amex bill this year. This is not necessary. You don't need to buy it. So that is an important goal of mine as well. Goal number 20, meditate. And you need to meditate more. I feel like I've had phases of being good with meditations, but specifically when I need to force myself to sit down and do a little meditation is when I'm feeling overwhelmed, because I can feel really overwhelmed and I can just snowball into a big hot mess. And I think what can mitigate that risk from occurring is meditating. It just helps me be in the present moment, focus my breath, lower my heart rate, cortisol, all those things. Meditation is great. And I need to do a little bit more of that in 2023. Goal 21 is consistently, see, a lot of these goals are like consistently do this. Consistently clean through clutter and just clean my space often. I'm so affected by my environment. I feel like I do have a clean place most of the time, but I feel like I could be more consistent with it. So instead of like one day of cleaning everything, I could just do like a 10-minute tidy every day. Just pick certain tasks instead of having to do them all at once. Like I could like clean the counters one night, clean the toilets another night, you know, instead of having to do it like all at once, I feel like would be really helpful. Goal 22 is to travel in Europe, hopefully. And also like go somewhere I've never been. I was just thinking of, this is like at the end, I was adding these in. I'm like, oh, I want a goal for like travel. I want to go to Europe again. I love it there. All the places that I've been. I'd love to go somewhere new as well. Maybe in Europe, doesn't have to be Europe, but I'd love to travel somewhere new. Goal 23, continue to donate clothing of mine. I donate clothing often, and also continue to donate money and donate proceeds from Poshmark sales. Whenever I post stuff on Poshmark, I feel like I have the ick of, like, it kind of gives me an ick if I post on my Instagram, like, look at all that I'm donating. Like, I'm donating often. Look what I donated here. But I also want you guys to recognize that when, especially, like, okay, how I see it is, yes, a lot of clothes that I sell on Poshmark, I bought with my own money. So that's why people, I feel like, sell clothes on Poshmark to get, you know, a portion of what they paid back so that someone else can love this gently used item. But how I see it is I, quite frankly, just, I feel like I make enough money on my own. And so money that I am generating from these Poshmark sales, I feel like I don't need, and I feel like it's a great time to use that money to donate to charities that mean a lot to me. So that's what I typically do with Poshmark proceeds, and especially when I'm selling things that were gifted to me, that does not, I will never keep that money. That doesn't feel right. I'm not trying to make money off of you guys. No, no, no. You guys do enough for me by supporting me, by like consuming my content. Like, you don't need to support me financially here, okay? Like, I'm not trying to take anyone's money. So I never keep that money. But the reason that I've always chosen to sell items that I've gotten gifted is I sell items that I think you guys would really like and want to wear. And I don't know any other way how to like get the word out and send that out to you and make it fair. If I'm like, hey, here's this sweatshirt that was gifted to me from so-and-so brand and I haven't been wearing it much this past year, does anyone want it? But then I would have like 1,000 DMs of people wanting it. So, okay, so does anyone understand what I'm saying? So this has just kind of been like the solution to this is I post everything on Poshmark. Yes, you pay a discounted price from what it is, you know, worth or selling for online, but I'm not keeping that money. I donate it. So I think that that's like a really good way to go about it. And I feel like people know that now. And so if you ever see my Poshmark, if people are like, oh my gosh, why is someone buying this for more than what it's like worth, or like this is a used thing and someone's buying it for so expensive, I think it's because people know that I'm donating and that money is going to a good cause. So it's like you can think of it in a way as like you're donating that money, and you're getting, you know, my jeans that are, that I love and that are gently used along with it. So anyway, it's a whole long explanation of I want to continue to donate because it, again, just makes me feel fulfilled. Like little things like donating, donating even my time, donating money, you know, being able to bring Brody, hopefully eventually, to bring love and joy to others, like, that is really what fills up my cup and makes me feel fulfilled. So that's really important to me. Recently, I actually sold, I did a big closet clean out on Poshmark. If you guys, I had like a live event on Poshmark and sold so much. And I told everyone that all the proceeds were going to go to charity. And we actually raised over $3,000 that I just donated. I literally today just got all the proceeds in and I got to donate all that money, which feels so nice. I'm so happy we were able to do that together. Okay, I've talked about that forever. Goal 24. To create a video in honor of my dad. This is something that I've thought about for the past 4 years since he has not been with us, since he passed away. But it always seems really hard. Obviously, emotionally, it's going to be really hard to make that, but it's something that I've always wanted to do to honor him. And I don't know if that would even be something that I would post on YouTube. I go back and forth. I think on one hand, I'm like, no, this is like so personal. I just want to like, you know, have a video of maybe like memories of home videos. Oh, I'm going to cry thinking about it. We have so many home videos. And I'd love to put together a compilation, if you will, to honor my dad and like literally the best dad ever that he was. I don't want to cry thinking about this right now. I'm going to talk about this quickly, but I would love to just make it personally for me and my friends and my family to look at. And then on the other hand, I would love to be able to share that on YouTube for all of you to see what an amazing dad he was. And in turn, I would hope that it would help those of you that have lost someone so close to you, especially like an immediate family member like my dad. I would hope that it would help. That makes me think of earlier how I was talking about, of course, not everything goes right in my life. And what I'm talking about, you know, the glaring example is that my dad passed away at a young age, very suddenly. And that was nothing going my way. Clearly, he was my best friend and my number one supporter, and I miss him so much every day, and I'm not going to cry. But I was thinking of that when I talked about silver linings and choosing to find a silver lining in this situation, because after my dad passed away, it was the first time that I was like really had a hard time being honest with myself on how I felt, and I really had to dig deep of what is the silver lining for this. And that might sound crazy, forcing yourself to find a silver lining, but it's something that did make me feel better. And my silver lining in the whole situation, I've always said, has, oh my gosh, now I'm gonna cry, has been being able to share my grieving journey and experience with you guys and my relationship with my dad and how special that was to me and how special it still is and will always be. Like, being able to share that with you guys and for you to know that you're not alone and we can relate to one another has been such a silver lining and such a blessing. And so in that line of thinking, I'm like, I would love to be able to share, you know, a memorial video of my dad to honor him. So that's something that I definitely am going to do this year, TBD on if it will be shared, I suppose. I just have to feel it out and just go with what feels right, right? Okay. Goal 25 also has to do with my dad, of being able to think of him in a more nostalgic way than a sad way. That's just a goal that I have, because sometimes I can get really sad and really down, and I think that will still happen. I'll take a day to be sad and just feel it and just cry. And some days there are just those days and I feel very hopeless and just almost like angry, like, why isn't he here? Why can't he be here? I really want him to be here for this X, Y, and Z. Clearly some of my goals, you guys heard, like I hope to believe to have big things coming up this year. So with big things also come a big wave of sadness that my dad can't be a part of it. But again, I hope to be able to push myself to think of him and our memories in a more nostalgic way, because that feels a lot lighter and a lot more peaceful, being able to think of him nostalgically than deeply sad, right? Okay, deep breath. I need to shake it off. Now I'm feeling sad. Oh, you guys. Okay, bonus is my bonus goal that I just thought of when I was thinking of the end of it here. It would be maybe to meet in person with like a financial advisor, right? When I was thinking towards the end of like my financial goals, like I have someone that invests my money, but I'm like, okay, if I can like meet in person, sorry, I just kicked my slipper against the desk. If you heard that, being able to meet in person with a financial advisor that can maybe go through like a budget or like, hey girl, you want to buy a house? That's like a big financial goal, one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Like, here's the plan. I don't know what I can afford. Like, I need someone to help me, right? That's a goal of mine. Last thing I thought of for a potential goal could be, because I've gotten this question a lot in the past like year or so since I've done podcast merch, maybe we'll do a podcast merch revamp drop, if you will, like something new. But again, this is something I want to feel right, and I want to feel really called to do it, and I want to be so certain and be obsessed in love with a design that I come up with. Maybe it could even be just like Gretchen merch in general. I don't know. See, it sounds cringy to me because it seems very like, look at me and this thing I'm doing, and I expect you to buy this and wear this. Like, I don't know. The only reason I think about it is because I actually get a lot of requests being like, please bring back podcast merch. Like, I want comfy, cozy podcast merch. So we shall see. I will think about it this year, okay? Maybe we'll do it for funsies. I just want it to be low-key. Like, if you want it, this is for you. That's great. And if you don't. Like, don't worry about it. You don't need to be a part of the club, okay? Oh, wow. Those are my goals. I'm already thinking of, like, I feel like there's other aspects of life I could think of goals in. But this seems like a really long list already. It seems like a great starting point. It seems like more than a starting point. We shall see how all of this goes. I guess maybe I could like reflect at the end of the year, reflecting on my goals. How did I do? But I thought this would be a fun episode. I feel like this got way longer than I thought it would be. And I actually just really, like I said, thought of it because I got DMs from you guys being like, this would be a really great podcast episode. So we did it. Here we are. I also noticed that goals, to me, looking at this list, the goals that I feel like I gravitate towards that feel a little bit nicer are the goals that are more like process oriented than outcome oriented. For example, like posting on TikTok every day feels better and seems more attainable and nice instead of, oh, I didn't even say, I wrote it down, I didn't even say to you guys. Feels nicer than like, you know, gain this many followers, because that's so like outcome oriented. And I think if I don't hit that, I might be a little bit sad. But if I, you know, focus on the journey of like posting every day, that I feel like is more like fulfilling. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but I feel like that's a thing. Process oriented versus outcome oriented. I feel like having your goals be like process oriented might feel a little bit better than outcome oriented. That could be like a good tip. But I guess I can say at the end here, this feels like so weird to share, but I'm going to share it. I'm going to put it out there into the universe. If it doesn't happen, that's okay. You know, what's meant to be mine will come my way. But I thought it could be helpful to have a specific numeric goal with my post at least one TikTok every day. I'm like, okay, Gretchen, you should have like a goal of how many followers you think you could grow your account to within the year. So I wrote down on pen and paper, so it's there in pen, that I would love to see my account. This feels so cringy to me. I don't know why. But I would love to see my account grow to 100,000 followers this year. I feel like I could do it. What is my starting point right now? I think I'm at like 38K on Instagram. Or no, not Instagram. TikTok right now. So I'm actually so, by the way, I'm so close to 200K on Instagram. And I'm like, come on. I just need a couple more. If you're not following me on Instagram, please follow me right now. I'm so close to 200K. But I would love to be able to achieve 100K followers on TikTok. I just feel like that would feel really like gratifying and nice, and like posting every day was like worth it. But if I don't, like, that's okay. But I did write it down. So we shall see if I can achieve that goal, right? But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, the process-oriented part of that goal feels a lot better than like the outcome one. Because I feel like the outcome one can kind of set you up for feeling sad and feeling like a failure if you don't exactly hit it, right? Also, like, working out consistently feels a lot better than if I wrote down, be able to run a 6-minute mile or something, you know, like then I feel like that sets yourself up for disappointment is the word. So I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe you guys like the drive of being able to hit this certain goal. But anyway, okay, this episode is getting so long. I'm going to end this off here. I hope this got, how many times have I messed up my words in this episode? I hope this episode was interesting for you guys. I hope this is helpful, maybe. Those of you that wanted to see my goals for this year, here they are. It feels very like vulnerable saying my personal goals, because if I don't hit them, you guys now have heard them, and then at the end of the year, I'm going to be like, oh, I didn't accomplish any of these goals. But hopefully that's not the case. Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling very vulnerable and open sharing all these with you guys. It makes me nervous. But again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I love you so, so much. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.